Well, good afternoon. Welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And we have a little bit different kind of show today. I have sitting in front of me the Ghost Sisters. Now, they're not ghosts, but they seek out ghosts and paranormal activity and so on. We have Mandy Cummings, who is the lead investigator. I'm looking at her shirt there, lead investigator. I thought it said instigator, but it says investigator. We have Chastity Leonard, Don Jenner, and we also have Meg Holland here. So, ladies, good to have you here today.
Hi, hello.
Good to be here.
I think this is going to be an interesting show. First of all, why don't we start out with what exactly it is you do?
Well, we do paranormal investigating.
Okay. Okay. And for us uneducated folks in that area, what exactly does that involve? What you're looking for ghosts? You're looking for what? What are you looking for?
Well, we are out there trying to, capture anything, EVPs, voices from, what we call spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Also, anything to prove that there is existence of, activity with the paranormal. We want to prove that, it does exist. And so far, we have been able to prove a lot because we've been doing this for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had numerous EVPs, and we've caught a lot of things. Actually, we just had what we believe is a apparition we caught when we went to the Rhodes Hotel on Saturday night. And it's being further looked into by someone, actually a couple of people who's been out there in the field for years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting to see what they say about it, because it was definitely something there, and we couldn't debunk it.
Okay,
so,
where was this again?
This was at the Rhodes Hotel in Atlanta, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Now, when did you start doing this? How did you become interested in this sort of thing, and when did you all get together to become the Ghost Sisters?
Well, this started 2 years ago in October. I'm just going to say I'm the founder of the group. I created the group.
You are the lead instigator then.
Then, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've always had experiences since I was young. I had a lot of things happen to me that I could not explain throughout my years. Things that you would just think, no way this is happening. I've always been able to hear the spirits, feel them around me. Like I said, everywhere I've lived, it used to scare me really bad because I couldn't understand why is this happening to
right.
me. Why am I experiencing all these things? I had a brother who was killed in 1990. He was the first to actually contact me. And that, from there, throughout my whole years of, mm-hmm. living, I've had things happen that I couldn't explain. So I've always been drawn to the paranormal, which wanted me, I just needed to dig deeper,
mm-hmm.
try to find out, discover things. And it's just, I'm very drawn to it. And I now know why, because I feel like we're out there giving them a voice. We talk to them. They tell us, sometimes we get some really crazy EVPs, but it's almost like giving them a voice, someone to, talk to listen and tell their story what happened. So.
Now, you brought up EVP many times. What's that stand for?
Electronic voice phenomenon.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was. May I ask, you say your brother contacted you after he had passed.
Yes.
Can we ask how he contacted you?
Yes.
How you felt?
I want to write a book one day because I've had so many experiences. I could just go on and on. But I'll just tell you that the first contact from him would have been in 1998.
Okay.
And he was killed in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
On April 23rd, right, Chess?
Yeah,
April 23rd. And his birthday was May 7th. So, it started off with my TV. Back then, we had the old TVs in 98, with the big backs on
sure.
the TV.
Uh-huh. Heavy things, yeah.
Yes. And so my TV would just start acting weird, like white numbers and letters would just start going crazy on my
really?
TV. I thought maybe it was just the cable was messing up. I
mm-hmm.
didn't know. So then I moved into this house. And on his birthday in 1998, it was at 5 o'clock, Channel 8 Fox. All of a sudden, my TV goes black. And his name in big, bold letters started going crazy. And it was like, Sean, Sean, Sean.
Really?
Yes. And I didn't have a camera back then or a phone like we have now. I was really freaked out. So, you know, I go and tell my kid's dad. He's like, Mandy, he didn't see it at first. It went back to the TV when he came in from the garage. And he's looking at me like, oh, you're just upset. It's his birthday. He goes back out to the garage. It comes back on.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, okay, I go back out. I get him. He comes back in. And he was a skeptic. Mm-hmm. And when he looked at the TV, it was on. And he's seen it. And he just looked at me. And he's like, Mandy, I can't explain what's going on here. And he just sat down on the couch. And he's like, I'm sorry. And then his father, who was there helping him work on the car, came back in. He's like, what's going on in here? And, you know, we told him what was going on. And he's like, I want no part of this. And he walked out. But it stayed on for 45 minutes. From 5
but
to 5.
But it was plainly his name.
Yes, I mean, just his name in big, bold letters.
She called me freaking out.
I called my mom, and my mom was like, don't leave the house. He's going to, you know, something's going to happen. He's trying to warn you. And I'm just like, okay, well, I think it was like a couple of days later, my house about caught on fire. I had this urge to rearrange my living room. And if I would have rearranged my living room, I would have never seen this plug-in was melted in the wall
where my
entertainment stand was. So he was trying, I feel like he was trying to warn me.
Okay.
You know, so, but I've had things happen to way beyond that too. So, you know.
Well, we'll talk about some of your other experiences.
But that was a big one.
Now, Chasty, you are Mandy's sister.
Yes.
Did you have any, feel that you had any contact from your brother as well?
When I was younger, I used to hear knocking on the window when somebody's about to die. But I don't, not no more, but when I was younger, I would tell when somebody's about to die because there would be like a knock on the window, and I'll look out the window, like right by my bed, and wouldn't be nothing there. I'm like, that's weird. The next day, find out somebody died.
Oh, my.
But, no, maybe through psychics, mediums I've talked to, he's came through that way.
Okay. So that's kind of when you started getting really interested in this field, is what you're saying, Amanda?
Yeah. Well, I was in elementary school when I was really starting to notice things were, you know, different. Yeah. But, yeah, he was the one that really brought it on, definitely.
Okay. Don, moving on to Don. Don. Okay. I get you right eventually. You should have your names in your shirt. No. What brought you into this field? Where did your interest begin?
Mandy and I worked together, and she had asked me, she's like, let's go to the Mansfield prison. We can get in there. We can buy tickets. Let's go. We'll check it out. I couldn't go because I had just previously had foot surgery.
Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you got to tell them the talks we would have before I asked you to go.
Oh, she would tell me her stories.
Right.
And you know, and me, I'm thinking, okay.
Skeptic.
I have to see it to believe it.
Right.
So then she asked me to go to the prison, and I couldn't go because I had previously had foot surgery and I couldn't do the stairs. So a couple months later, I told her, okay, I got the go-ahead from the doctor. I'm good to go. Let's go. So we had scheduled a day to go, and we had a couple experiences there, and I'm like, okay, you know, I believe, but I had to see it to believe it.
Okay.
Type deal.
So what did you see that made you start to believe?
She was grabbed on the leg in one of the it was the when the infirmary was
it was just one of these cells.
Cells.
An inmate had been there, and he was there for being a rapist.
Okay.
And they said that women have been groped there when they go there to investigate. So they had a lot of people that were complaining about being grabbed.
Okay.
And we were just walking by. And I felt that, and I'm like, next thing you know, me and Don just took off because it really freaked me out. I felt something like reach out and touch my leg.
Right.
And I'm like, Don, I'm like, let's go. And we just took off running.
Wow.
We also caught on video of Black Shadow when me and her went one time. Uh-huh. That's when she got me going and doing this thing.
Mm-hmm. I took her.
We caught on the back video of a
GoPro.
A video of a Black Shadow of one of the guards and way in the back. Walking back there, it was
Freaky. Oh, wow.
We were in solitary, and they hadn't turned off the lights yet. I had this GoPro on. Now, this was my first big investigation I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
I only had a spirit box, and I had my EMF geophone.
Now that's at the Mansfield Reformatory.
Yes, okay. Yes. And I had a GoPro, and we caught the guard, Frank, walking in the back. You could see him, and we know what guards walk like. We're guards. Okay. So, and the way he walked and the way he looked, and nobody was down there with us. And then we also caught another shadow figure standing in the middle of the hall. You could see the outlining of him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and it just, we had all kinds of stuff happening. It just went from there. So we, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of stuff.
Meg, we haven't heard from you. How'd you get drawn into this?
I'm a newbie.
But there had to have been some reason to get you in there.
Oh, I've only been with these girls for 2 months. And like Mandy, I've had, just weird happenings throughout my life. I've seen things and heard things and had dreams. I have a lot of dreams.
Okay.
About past family members who passed away. And mm-hmm. I've always just been an oddball like that. And my mom and I would watch all the ghost hunting shows, and I just always wanted to get in on the action. And they had posted they were looking for a fill-in, and so I applied, and here I am.
And you're here.
I'm here.
Well, what are some of the places where you've been? I know that you started out kind of just in the Marion area, but you've mm-hmm. expanded since then. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other places where you've been?
Our first big place was Randolph Asylum in Indiana. It was Winchester, Indiana.
Okay. Yes.
That was our first big.
Yeah, that one was really intense.
Yeah. We had our best EVP captured there, a full mm-hmm. sentence.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they say?
There's somebody lying on the floor bleeding.
And it was bodies just her, deep.
And it was just her and I in this holding cell together.
We also got bodies deep. We also got the little boy that no one else has been able to get his name.
They knew his name, they just never captured his voice.
Never captured the voice, but I asked him questions, and he told me his name. He said, Noah, plain as day, you hear him.
Really?
Yeah, they were really excited that we captured that voice. Black Fork County Jail, we did it in Indiana. The Rhodes Hotel.
We went with another paranormal group to Wheeldon.
Mm-hmm. In
Manor,
Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Yes, the Gateway Boys.
You've been to Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee. I can't remember the place that I did. I don't know if you know who TWC is. They were the original...
Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
Yes.
Okay.
I went and did a investigation with them, which was very interesting. I can't remember the place that I investigated with them. So I'm the only one that's been that far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was the only one who went that far. We went to Kentucky. We been out to Galion, Ohio, Marion.
Post town.
Yes.
Down in Madison Township.
Okay.
Yes.
The Madison Seminary.
We did like four places in Galion, right?
What, the one in Cincinnati?
That's post town.
Yeah. We did the Planet 14, the Bistro.
Okay.
Over in Galion.
The Gill House in Galion. It's a mansion.
Yeah, Brunella. We did a lot of places in Galion.
Oh, Brunella.
Brunella. I was going to ask you if you've been there.
Yeah, Galion's really bad.
It's haunted.
I heard. I was on a tour through there recently, and yeah, they had stories to tell.
We've also done a lot of houses, too, investigated people's homes. But just around Marion, right? Huh? Yes, and one in Green Camp. We did a house, a farmhouse in Green Camp, and that was like the best evidence we had in a home. It was off the hook.
We did the Mason Lounge here in Marion.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
What else? I feel like there was another. Oh, the old county jail we did right next
old
to the
Marion City Jail.
Yeah.
Beside on Delaware Avenue.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We had a lot of interesting things there.
That was
there.
One of our best places we've been at, wasn't it?
In Marion, otherwise. But we are going Friday. We'll be in Columbus, Ohio. We got a house to do in Grove City. So.
Okay.
And maybe another house, an old schoolhouse, elementary school. Maybe. We might be looking into that. There's something else, too.
Lincoln County Jail in December.
Yes, we will be going to there. We do a lot of. We like to do a lot of, places like the jails and prisons because we work there. We feel like we get a lot of responses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we actually have had a lot of responses.
the equipment. What kind of... Okay, when I think of equipment, I think of Ghostbusters, you know,
yes. kind
of thing. But I know that's not what you use.
The courthouse. We did the Common Pleas courthouse.
Here?
Yes, twice. Okay. We just did it Friday, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the judge allows us to go, but we are the only ones.
Really?
We work in law enforcement. He knows us, so...
So
we, you
you're
know.
Privileged. They know you. They can trust you.
And, yes, we feel the judge loves us, so...
I know that you don't drive around in a hearse or anything like that.
We were talking about that. We were talking about it.
We're going to be in the popcorn parade.
Who are you going to call? Ghost Sisters.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Equipment. What kind of equipment do you use? I'm curious. I like watching those ghost hunting shows, too. Mm-hmm. I enjoy watching it, and to some degree,
it's
do
addicting.
Believe. I've never... Mm-hmm. Okay, I will tell you. I will tell you something that happened once. In Morrow County, in Mount Gilead, the Morrow County Historical Society was given the old First Knox National Bank, which part of the building had been a bank since 1860-something. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine had one of those little apps on their phone and wanted to come in and check it out. Or we're in the basement of this old bank, and the word interest kept coming up over and over. And obviously that's connected to a bank. And that was kind of, I don't know, kind of spooky. So maybe you can come to Morrow County sometime and check out our museum there.
We would.
Yeah. Equipment. Back to the equipment.
Oh, before we say about the equipment, we also have done the fire museum in Mansfield. Like five times.
That used to be Five Cousins Department Store many, many years ago when I was growing up. Yeah.
That place is
on
haunted.
West 4th Street. Yes.
Definitely lots and lots
That's
of
our
activity.
Go-to place.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's free.
Well, that
we
helps.
Like the free. We like
the
free.
Price is right.
Equipment-wise, we have a geophone. It's an EMF detector. It picks up on...
Motion,
changes in the air, like it has a sensor on it.
A temperature change.
Yep, temperature change. Like if it like was to get cold, something goes near it, it's going to just set off these lights on it and numbers will go up. We have what we call a spirit box, which the spirits are able to communicate through the radio waves. They are able to manipulate and speak through there.
Which might be what... In my situation, what
white
was on
noise.
That? Otherwise. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We use a flashlight.
We use a flashlight a lot.
Just a plain old flashlight.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We love it.
Audio recorders.
Yep.
Bunches of those.
I have a Kinect, which is able to pick up energy. So if I say if I had this Kinect aiming at you, it will pick up if there's anything around you that's energy wise that we claim. Spirit. It's going to show a stick figure. You know, it was created the Xbox Just Dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Kinect.
Okay.
So the paranormal people had taken this and made it into a paranormal equipment. They used an app and they used the Kinect, which is, I love it. We've been able to debunk a few things. But it's amazing. If we can't get spirits to react with us like we want, I break that thing out. And I'm like, we're going to find them.
Okay.
And it does. It picks it up. What else?
The Boo Buddy, which is an EMF detector and a stuffed animal, a little teddy bear.
Okay.
So if there's children present, they might not be so scared to touch or go near that little teddy bear.
Okay.
And it lights up different colors.
The Periscope. Which lights up different colors. I haven't used that a lot lately. The yes or no button, which is something that is supposed to replace the flashlight. So they're able to go near the yes, the green button for yes, the red for no. We haven't had a lot of communication with that. They like the flashlight more, don't they?
Yeah.
You get a lot of action on the flashlight.
Mm-hmm. And then our cameras and
yes, our night vision cameras. The other
Jay Prather device.
My intercom box, which I love because we also did in Bryan, Ohio with the Tennessee Rave Chasers. What was that building? It was a church that we investigated with.
It was a Catholic brewing something or other.
In Bryan, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We met a guy named Jay Prather who makes paranormal equipment devices. He's very good friends with the Ghost Adventures, and he made this. They use a lot of his equipment. So I was like, oh, wow. I got his card, and I said, one day, Jay, you're going to make me something. And he did. I contacted him. I wanted the same one that Zach Baggins uses in his when he does his ghost hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he created one for us. It's an intercom box, which is it has the echo on it. So that way, it's not the white noise. It sounds more like an echo. You'll hear it when a spirit comes through. It kind of has a little echo behind it.
Okay.
But I love my intercom box. I think I get more clear EVPs. And also, I can flip it to where it does the white noise. And I love it.
We have apps, too, on our phones that we use.
The spray.
Our misting experiment.
Yeah, you tell about that because you always do the misting.
That's the
best. She's the one that always. We got this. Somehow we found it.
We went to Wealden Manor with the Gateway Paranormal team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman there that showed our tech guy, which is my husband, how to capture a photo of a spirit that we cannot see. But you use a light source and you draw it to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a mist bottle, a spray, just a regular spray bottle, and you spray this water. And then there's an app that we download. And he created this app, and you just kind of take pictures. It's not a picture; it's a video.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually pull up. Sometimes we catch something, sometimes we don't. But
water is a what they consider it's a kinetic source that spirits use. So with so using the mist spray, we are able to capture. We've caught a lot of awesome, faces and just weird things. What else is there? We have a lot of stuff. I'm missing.
I have
something.
A laser grid.
Yes. Oh, the sensor. We have the sensor that we use.
The temperature gauge.
Temperature gauge.
Got more stuff to get to that we're looking into.
We have three cameras that we use right now that are infrared, which we're hoping to get some more cameras with the auto sound, right? Is it?
The portable that we can carry around with us.
That's the infrared camera, right?
The IR cameras are like our security cameras that you use in your home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can see in the night and the day.
Chastity, you said something about some apps that you use. Are those apps available to anybody? Do they cost money? Or they...
Some of them cost. The only ones I have, one of them is $12. The other one's $3.
Okay.
If you have an Android, I have one called Portal, and it is pretty neat. It takes the has word banks, and it plays them all backwards. So when the spirit comes through, it flips the word around. The last investigations we were at, it actually said the client's name. Mm-hmm. And for her to watch out.
Really?
It was really clear. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's what the app does. I got it. Says the words and says the names. And it's right on. That freaked me out a few times.
I'm sure it would freak me out. I bet.
Now, I want to say that we don't just go out there and assume everything's paranormal. We try to debunk things.
Right.
Because, if you just go out there and you're automatically, everything you see or hear or, like, you get a lot of dust balls.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's orbs, and you have to be able to separate the dust from an actual anomaly. You will be able to tell. You'll see a flickering light, and you'd have to see our videos to understand, because we've captured a lot.
Of one that big, ain't it?
Oh, it's bigger.
Bigger
it's huge.
It ain't even a dust ball.
Was it colorful? Is it just a bright light? What?
It was like opaque white.
It was transparent, but it slowly... We were in this basement doing this investigation, and we carry walkie-talkies.
Right.
And my husband, which is the tech guy, he sits and watches the cameras. And he said, you girls are not going to believe what I'm seeing up here. So, of course, I run up to see what he's seeing.
And he doesn't get excited.
Right. But he actually... there was whatever going across the screen, but it was like super slow, and it was covering
huge.
Half the screen. Yeah.
It was not
so, of good. Course, I'm taking a video of it on my phone, then I run it back down to the basement. I'm like, you guys got
to
see this.
And at one point, it went from like this big to squeeze in between two of the girls.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was feeling it on my arm. It was so cold.
And that's about when my app came up and said... the client's name and watch out.
Oh, I had the intercom box on, and it was saying my name, said Don's name. it was so active there. It was like, we just so active.
Now, did it try to communicate in any way, or just...
Yeah, it was. It was.
You said it was. You said mm-hmm.
saying our names and
beware. Or yeah, be
watch
careful.
Out. Like it was trying to squeeze by and watch out. And
we get a lot of weird, like different. I don't think we've ever came across anything evil either. So,
yeah,
maybe angry. Like I did have in that home. Actually, I did get entity. Mm-hmm. Watch out! It's coming or something like that. Evil. So, but as far as I've been scratched. I forgot. I have been scratched. But that was at the old county jail. That's the only time I've been scratched, and I'm not so sure there was something evil there, but, I mean, to be scratched.
They like to mess with my hair.
Do they? Okay.
I mean, the farmhouse was really active, though. It was definitely... we actually sent that huge anomaly to other paranormal teams, and they were like, they couldn't explain, you know, what it was. And we sent it to the paranormal caught on camera that you see on the traveling channel. So we're hoping that, you know, they'll contact us and see what they think.
And you do have some YouTube videos out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm presuming just type in Ghost Sisters and...
We are on Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, and then we have our own Facebook, Ghost Sisters, and Twitter. Yes. We also are going to be doing a TV series in October for the Mary Network.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're going to be playing our videos and stuff that we do.
Yeah.
Five episodes.
And they're going to be streaming us live all over the states. So we are... And they're pretty excited.
You're getting
about
out
it.
There, and you're going to be on this. Zach Fuller, is that mm-hmm. the person you were talking about?
Yeah, and he's trying to get us sponsors right now to mm-hmm. kind of, you know, help us out with being able to get out there further and do more investigations, because it's not cheap. Yeah. We actually pay a lot of money to go to these places.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some places are free, but no. The good, really, the the further you get, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Well, that and the bigger the place, mm-hmm. like we did Rhodes Hotel. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, mm-hmm. and it wasn't as expensive because not a whole lot of paranormal teams, famous paranormal teams, go there. But going to like the Madison Seminary, there's been several famous
Post Town. You had the Ghost Brothers; they were there. I do want to say this: we are a we base this on an all female group of investigators.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the new Ghostbusters.
Sure.
New
yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
You don't see. When I first started, I'm going to say at first I wasn't for sure if it was going to be an all-female team because, you know, we were just getting out there. And then I said something to Don. I said, Don, I said, I think we should make this just females and have the men behind us. You know, the tech, the researcher,
right.
All of them behind us.
Do you think females are more sensitive to mm-hmm.
yes,
paranormal
yes.
activity possibly?
Yeah.
We have intuition.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
What was it? We were at the Gill House. Was it the Gill House?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
The guys seem to flirt more.
Okay.
Yes. Like, we have an EVP, and the guy says,
hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Really?
Yes. Clear. You can hear him clear. Also feel like something might have followed me from where I work, because where we work at, I don't know if we should even... Yeah, I won't display, but I'll just say where we work, because we're in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
We are called by our last names.
Okay.
And I had an experience before I left that had happened, and I told her, I said, I felt like something followed me because it said my last name, didn't it?
Yes.
Plain as day. I said, who calls us by our last name? And she's like, oh my gosh. So we honestly believe it was someone had followed us from where we work. There is no female teams out there that you see on TV. Mm-hmm. Also, you
That's
see
true.
All men,
yeah.
or you see men and women.
And the women are setting up the
yes.
equipment and so on.
We're
yeah.
like, where's
That's what I've
the
seen.
Women? You know?
Yeah.
So that's why we want to base it on a strong group of females right here. And we want to actually, you know, we have a goal. I mean, whether it happens or not, but we would love to be, if possible, you know, the first to be out there, you know, to... possibly have our own show one day doing, you know, what we love. So
we also, before we go investigate, a lot of times she'll meditate and do a
spiritual writing sometimes.
Okay.
And I get, sometimes we're able to, like, I'll do 10 minutes of writing, and then we might go out there and capture something that matches what I got in my spiritual writing. And sometimes it doesn't always match up. But sometimes my researcher will say, oh, you were right on, you know. I don't like to know, like, if we go to a home, I don't want to know, you know, everything that's happened, because I like to see what I pick up.
Right. Well, because that can put preconceived notions in your head.
Yeah, that, and so I don't want to know.
So that, yeah, that's good to go into it. Not knowing those things ahead of time, I can understand that. Let's talk some more about some of your experiences.
Well,
we mentioned several of them, but...
They like to call me Erin, because I'm the screamer, I guess.
She scares me more than the ghosts do.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
But I'm an empath. I'm just going to say I'm a medium empath. I feel these things around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell them they don't understand what I'm feeling. Now, I think you might more because you're, you pick up on it too.
That's Meg she's talking about.
Meg. Here. Meg picks up on
it. You can't see who we're pointing at. So I'll describe it for you.
I'm pointing. But I feel overwhelmed. And when I walk into a place, I feel it. And actually, our tech guy... Him and I both are able to pick up on things, and
I don't think he realizes it.
He does.
I ask him a lot. I'm like, "What are you feeling in here?" Because
I'm starting to feel
I trust
things.
His hairs on his arms will stand up. So, him and I together, I'm starting to realize that he's kind of like me, and he'll be like, "You feel that?" I'm like, "Yes, it's heavy in here. You can't hardly breathe. The energy is just thick." So if I go on my own and something happens, I ain't gonna lie to you. It freaks me out. I'm in pitch black. I'm going to scream if something...
Sure.
Yeah?
I think I would, too, so
well,
okay.
Well, even with the flashlight, going off, and I'll be standing there, and we'll be doing a session in someone's room or whatever, and the flashlight will kick on, and she'll grab me. Oh, my gosh, did you see that?
She's so excited.
I just get overwhelmed, excitement, so
yeah.
I can't help it.
Other experiences. Come on, some of you... You're not the only one.
We were doing... I'll tell you one of mine.
Okay.
I was, we were at Planet 14 in Galleon.
Been there.
And there's the old Eagles on the backside. Right. Well, they're turning it into an apartment upstairs, like their living area. So they had let us come in, and I was sitting in the auditorium area.
Okay.
And our researcher guy was with me, and he was sitting on the stage across from me. And I was sitting there, and he got on the walkie, and he asked if Mandy and her group was coming up the stairs from the back side of the kitchen. And she said no, and I said, you heard that too. It sounds like they're coming up them back stairs. So I had turned around to look, and I got this cold blast breeze just hit me, like just something went right through me.
Really?
Oh, it startled her.
It scared me.
I think you got up and...
I got up and ran to Troy and sat on the stage with him.
We have it on camera, too. Meg?
At the old Blackford County Jail, which was my first investigation, I just went into the deep end. And within, I don't know, like 5 minutes of starting on an app, they said Meg. And I was like, hi, how are you? And the rest of the night, it just felt like someone was... over my shoulder just following me, but not in an evil way, more protective.
Okay.
And I was smelling the entire night and body odor, like old musty.
Okay.
Like old socks, kind of. And it would come and go, but then I'd smell it again. And whenever it was around, I was like, all right, I'm okay. But if he would leave, I was really scared.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't go in the attic up there at all. It was too much for me up in the attic.
I didn't like that attic either.
Yeah.
Well... Tell them when you were having that feeling, we did the mist spray.
Oh, yeah.
And we took the picture.
Yeah, and there was a man.
A man.
I said, you can touch me, it's okay. And there was a man right by
yes,
me.
Yes, very prominent. The features that we caught in this picture.
Where was that?
You can see her hand is covering his eye, but then you see his eye, his profile of his face, his chin, his nostrils.
His lips.
Lips, very, very prominent. Yeah. It was like, oh, my gosh, you know.
And there was
she was definitely feeling something around her.
There was a deputy that had passed away there, and I kind of feel it was Deputy Ed. It was because I wasn't.
I did the spiritual writing there, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did get some really good stuff actually that came through.
Now, in the spiritual writing, do they control what you're writing? Is that what you're saying? The spirit.
I'm
is...
channeling.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so they can. Do you feel like your hand is being guided?
Yes, definitely. It's moving me. It's gotten to the point where I don't have to let them finish what they're saying because I already know. So I don't have to, you know, complete sentence. I just know. So, yeah, I feel it. They're channeling.
Now, this is kind of a different question, but do you feel that animals are sometimes sensitive to...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Paranormal goings on.
Yeah, a bunch of animals and they go crazy.
Yeah, I see my animals looking, you know, and weird, looking up and just staring.
Yeah.
I know there are spirits in my house.
She called me the other night and she was like, "Do you hear this dog barking? She's looking at the ceiling in the kitchen."
Yeah, but it turns out the dog was actually He would look up, and then he would look down, and look up, and look down, and I figured out what I was able to debunk. I don't think it was spirit. He was looking at my cowgirl boots, and it scared him.
Okay.
I picked it up and put it in front of him, and he took off running, and then he came back. So I said, okay, Don, he's just looking at the boot, and it scared him.
That one wasn't paranormal, then.
No, it was debunked.
I have a friend in Galleon, actually, that has a dog that this friend's grandparents lived in the house for years, mm-hmm. and the dog sometimes will stand at the base of the stairs and just stare as if there's something up there. So, you know, I don't know.
He's dogs probably seeing something.
The dogs and kids are the ones that more sensitive can mm-hmm. tell when spirits are around.
Yeah. I think there's something mm-hmm. to that, too. If somebody wants, we have about another 9 minutes. If somebody wants the services of the Ghost Sisters, wants to check out, you know, activity and so on, what's the best way to get a hold of you? What are some different ways? I know
they can message us on our Facebook.
Okay.
We are having cards made that'll have our email and contact information on there, and so we're actually going to start setting them up at places we go to investigate, so that way, you know, to get it more out there. But yes, they can contact us on our site. So.
And then there's a phone number.
Yeah, we're the most active on Facebook. That's kind of our hub.
And I presume we just type in Ghost Sisters
and then we'll go to your page.
Yeah. Instagram. You said you were on Instagram.
Yeah, which is that's
YouTube,
kind of
Twitter, Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of them.
And what's that phone number?
740-396-9204.
Okay. Say that again.
740-396-9204.
Okay.
It's our researcher guy. So if a guy answers, it's Troy. Because we didn't want to put our numbers publicly on there with our place of employment.
Well, certainly.
Oh, should we tell him about the she shed?
Yeah, let's hear about the she shed.
We have our own place where we can actually, we meet up now for to do updates on our site, you know, to tell what's going on and, you know, what's to come or just anything.
Review evidence in there mm-hmm. where it's peaceful.
It's our headquarters.
We are putting up pictures. Well, actually, you've already done
it.
She's printed off pictures of where we've been everywhere.
Okay.
And just the pictures of us, and she's, you know, putting it all inside and hanging, just decorating it out with all of our stuff. And a banner. Aren't we getting
Our banner is being made right now.
Yes. And it's going to have all the sites, the Twitter, you know, Snapchat, all of them is going to be all around it. So that way when we go live, people see all the icons around our, you know, the Ghost Sisters.
And then we're going to be on the popcorn parade. So
you're going to be in the parade?
Yeah. Well, yes. We filled out the application. We have to see if we're going to make it.
Well, we're hoping they contact us back. So.
Yeah, I've had some experience with this year's. Okay, so you'll be in the popcorn parade as well. That's good. Are you going to have any table or anything set up down the popcorn parade as well?
Popcorn
festival?
No, but we've made some comments laughing and stuff about having someone dress up as the Marshmallow Man or
the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, yes.
Or
I love that movie, by the way.
Just something interesting. So, I mean, but first we want to know if we're going to actually, you know, be in the festival first.
And we don't charge to do home visits, but
yes.
We do require 24-hour notice if canceled. So that's one of our big things.
Yes, okay. Yes, because we've had instances where we'd be heading to a person's place to investigate and they cancel right when we're out the door.
Right.
So we had to kind of set something up to where we need the 24-hour notice. And we get it. Everybody has things that happen, that come up, emergencies, you never know. So, I mean, just contact us if you do in that case and let us know. We will reschedule. But if you don't, let us know and you just cancel, I mean, you know, we probably won't set something up.
Okay, that's understandable.
Because it's our time. It's taking up a day that we could be investigating someone else's home.
Sure.
Or a place further out, you know.
Putting on those coveralls and the backpacks and everything. Mm-hmm. I that takes a while.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I actually...
She wears her vest.
A tactical vest. Yes, every investigation I wear a vest, an actual vest.
Okay. And she still asks us to carry things for her.
I can only put so many things, in the vest. So, I mean, I got batteries, my flashlight, camera, spirit box.
So we need to tell them what we do when we do investigate houses. Like, some people want us to help get rid of the ghosts. Some people
staged before. We have asked a few times if they want me to cross over the spirits. A lot of people think it's family. So they don't want, you know, they're like, oh, she's family. Oh, they're fine, you know.
Yeah.
So
they're just curious. Yeah. They want affirmation that's mm-hmm. what's going on.
A lot of people think they're crazy, and they're not crazy. We're trying to...
We go in and, you know, confirm that something's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Any more experiences you'd like to share with us
in the
last
solos.
4 minutes?
We do a lot of solos in what we call the...
isolations.
What? Spirit messenger.
Spirit messenger. We haven't been doing it too much lately, but we have. Like, we'll set one of us sisters up in a room. We'll put equipment around them, and we'll go watch the cameras. So this person's all alone in the dark, and they have a walkie-talkie. They're not allowed to say nothing unless they're having something happen around them. Mm-hmm. And we ask the spirits to go turn the flashlight on, say something to the spirit box, do something.
Pull her hair.
You know, tap her, make a noise. So we're sending out all these messages, and she responds, oh, the flashlight came on. Oh, I just got touched, you know.
Right.
Trying to get more interaction with the spirits. And it's worked some.
Yeah.
And we're going to start.
She's done it blindfolded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, and I have to give her major props on that because I don't think I could have done
it. In the basement of the farmhouse where we had all this activity.
Yes, in the farmhouse where we seen on the camera this huge anomaly that was down there. Uh-huh. I went down, did isolation for like 10 minutes, but I wasn't blindfolded. Don, however, was brave to go down. And how long were you down there?
I was about 10, 15 10 minutes.
Blindfolded, and I give her...
And I lasted maybe 3 minutes in the living room before I ran out.
But we're going to have somebody go around and start recording us at us having to hold our phone and go live all the time. So we're working on that, too.
But we always go live. That's like our trademark.
Yeah, we go live. We like to record everything and let everyone see what's going on.
Have you had... You told about some of the experiences. Have you had any interesting experiences right here in the Marion area? You told about the jail...
The Mason Lounge.
The Mason Lounge.
We had...
In the courthouse.
In the courthouse, yes. But the Mason Lounge, now that was a place where only men, right?
Men's club.
Men's club.
Right.
We were told by a spirit, he said, get out. It was a man, he came through, he said, get out. And I said, Don, that's all I need to hear. I'm getting out. So,
don't let her lie. She ain't that easy to get out.
Well, I got out of that particular area we were in.
Now, that's up above the music store there. That could have been my great-grandpa because he was a Mason there that died in 1920-something.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, he was part of that group.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We've had doors slammed, too. We seem to...
At that old city jail.
Twice, though, we had that experience. No, three times. The Randolph Asylum, we had a, 1 minute? We had a freezer door slammed shut at the old county jail. We had a door shut. Everything was accounted for, too. So, and nobody, we couldn't debunk it, so.
Okay. Well, you hear some strange noises or something, or you think you have some paranormal activity. Who are you going to call?
Ghost Sisters!
Oh, I shouldn't have been in there. So anyhow, this has been a fun show. I really have been enlightened on some things, and I hope some of our folks out there are, and I hope some folks call you seriously looking for paranormal activity. And hopefully you can help them. So you've been listening to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH, Marion's Talking Place.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing